Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, July 8th. Electric car sales are surging in the United Kingdom, led by Tesla, which still maintains strong sales in the market despite the pandemic. In the UK, auto sales were down so low in April and May that Tesla took the best-selling overall spot with only 800 deliveries of the Model 3. The numbers are now out for June, and it shows that the market has started to recover. Auto sales went from 20,000 cars in May to 145,000 in June. However, it still represents a 35% decrease over the same period last year. All-electric car sales are the exception, and went up 261% in June and 158% so far this year. It was enough to make the Model 3 the best-selling electric vehicle in the market and the ninth best-selling vehicle in the overall car market. Tesla's investment in production capacity at Gigafactory Shanghai is paying off as the automaker captures a bigger chunk of the Chinese EV market. Tesla delivered 3,635 made-in-China Model 3 cars in April, and in May, sales jumped to a record of 11,095 units. Things seem to be leveling off as the China Passenger Car Association has released the June numbers and the market went down again. In China, Tesla managed to deliver just shy of 15,000 Model 3 vehicles in June. With the rest of the market down, overall passenger cars were down 6.5% and EVs were down 35%. Tesla managed to capture an impressive 23% of the EV market in China. In the second quarter, Tesla delivered around 30,000 vehicles overall in China. Now, it means that the country represented around one-third of Tesla's entire global deliveries during the second quarter. Korea surprisingly helped Tesla beat delivery expectations with strong deliveries last month, making Model 3 one of the best-selling cars in the market. Last year, Tesla launched the Model 3 in Korea for as low as around $26,000 after incentives. After the COVID shutdowns badly affected sales for the market, Tesla still managed to get great numbers. They delivered almost 3,000 vehicles in the country in June alone after a ship landed just in time. The Model 3 became the second best-selling imported vehicle in the country, which is known to prefer local brands such as Hyundai and Kia. Reuters reports that Tesla still has a backlog of 4,000 to 5,000 Model 3s in Korea. A car company Fisker, which is Henry Fisker's latest electric vehicle startup, announced today that it secured $50 million in funding to try to bring the electric SUV to market. In a press release, Fisker said that the money will be used to continue work on the Ocean electric SUV. Quote, "The proceeds will be used to support the next phase of engineering work on the Fisker Ocean all-electric luxury SUV due for launch in 2022. Seat, a Spanish automaker owned by Volkswagen, has unveiled the production version of a stunning electric hatchback, the Cupra L Born, which is built on Volkswagen's MEB battery platform. For the most part, it keeps an aggressive design of the concept, but it has been refined with the busier and more traditional front end. The Cupra L Born appears to have a similar spec to the higher-end version of the Volkswagen ID.3, however in different packaging. It also features other upgrades. They develop what they call a dynamic chassis control sport. Now, pricing information has yet to be released. AC Cars, the British car maker behind one of the most beautiful and famous cars of all time, the AC Cobra, is making a fully electric Cobra. It will be the first electric car made by AC. Now, the Ace convertible was initially built throughout the 1950s and 60s as a light, nimble British roadster with a relatively small engine. It became famous for being the first car that Carroll Shelby modified on his journey toward becoming the first American team to win the 24-hour of Le Mans. The new electric car body will be identical to the original 1962 model AC Cobra MK1. It will have a 54 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery up front in the engine compartment, powering motors capable of 369 pound-feet of torque. This will get up to 100 kilometers an hour, or 62 miles, in 6.7 seconds. AC says the car will weigh under 1,250 kilograms, or 2,755 pounds, and they have a range of about 150 miles, or 241 kilometers. It will sell for 138,000 British pounds, and only 58 of them will be made. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Danish wind energy giant Ørsted announced today that Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company has agreed to buy the entire power production from Ørsted's third offshore wind farm located in Taiwan. The offshore wind farm project is scheduled to be finalized by the year 2025 or 2026. UK Chancellor for the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, made his 2020 economic summer statement today. The British government will provide £3 billion for decarbonizing housing and public buildings for a year. The Guardian gave some details, quote, "Vouchers worth £5,000 and up to £10,000 for poorer families will be made available out of the £2 billion pot to retrofit homes with insulation, helping to cut carbon emissions." Dutch e-bike company Van Moof released a TV ad that aired in the Netherlands and Germany without controversy, but the e-bike ad, titled Time to Ride the Future, was banned in France by the ad regulatory group. The ad shows a sleek sports car with reflections of overcrowding, pollution, and filled freeways amidst some quite somber music. Now, the ad group felt that it created a climate of anxiety, and the French advertising code bans the exploitation of fear and suffering in commercials. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Yamaha is back with a new electric bicycle for the United States market. This time, it's the Yamaha Civante, and it's the fastest electric bike they've offered yet, with a top speed of 28 miles an hour. While most e-bike motor manufacturers only offer systems, Yamaha has actually been building entire electric bikes since 1993, when they were the first company to enter the modern e-bike market. The new Yamaha Civante features drop bar design and is powered by the Yamaha PWSE motor, capable of 70 Newton meters of torque, and the bike carries a Yamaha 500 watt hour battery. Priced at $3,399, the Yamaha Civante will be available in local stores later this summer. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.